Welcome to a brand new episode of Be There with Belson. We hope you're all well, and by the time you hear this, we have finally found world peace. It's hopeful. This week, Gavin and I were called for a meeting at Spotify to talk about signing a deal to make Spotify the only place where our podcast will be available. Offers of between $100 and $150 million over 3 years were discussed, and while an agreement was close, unfortunately talks broke down due to the following reasons. Spotify insisted on no talk about dogs, Gavin lost interest. They also insisted on Dan's intro being AI generated. And lastly, they said under no circumstances would there be any more Nelson Mandela appearances. So, I would just like to say, this is just like my long walk to freedom. The Belsons walked away from the prison of Spotify's contract. I am Nelson Mandela, and now here is Gavin to welcome you back.
Welcome back, everyone. As always, an absolute pleasure to have you with us. That was quite the intro.
What do you say that was my most Chinese Nelson Mandela?
It was up there.
It's really become quite Chinese.
I mean, to be fair, you've been doing it for 3-4 years?
Yeah.
Perfect. When was the Rugby World Cup happened this year, right?
I couldn't tell you that. Yeah.
And was so it? Yeah. It was the one before that you did it. I seem to remember, because that's why it came up. I think it was about the Rugby World Cup.
It was
the flu episode. We were both ill, and it made us cry with laughter. That's my main memory of the...
Is that when Johnny Wilkinson kicked that,
drop goal? I assume so. Oh, Will Carling was delighted.
Yeah, and then he shagged Diana. Yeah. A fitting tribute to the princess. May she rest in peace. If she is really dead, let's ask Matt Letizier.
he will look confused.
Let us know.
Dan, how are you?
Top of the morning to you.
Not why I asked.
Okay, top of the world.
I don't know how that would be an answer to a question.
Where do you find the beginning of the morning?
Top of the morning.
I'm very well, thanks. How are you, sir? I just doffed my cap.
I'm okay. I tell you what, I had a nightmare journey into work today. So for people that don't know...
Killed a kid.
I didn't.
Ran someone over.
Usually my trip into work take about an hour and a half. Today... 3 hours
is
in that fucking
car.
3 hours
in the car. That's a nightmare, that is. You said nightmare.
I said it was a nightmare. So basically, accident just before I got on the motorway. I didn't have the accident. There was an accident. Slowed everything. Stop, start, stop, start. Finally get past. I've let someone know that I'm going to be late. I'll say about 45 minutes.
Hours.
Jeez. Add double that.
3 hours in the car. What are you thinking about? It's a lot of time thinking. Was it just frustration?
At some point, you just give in, don't you?
You've got to accept.
I'm trying to be better at accepting things you cannot change.
Exactly.
Also, I went through two full episodes of... I can't even remember what the name of the podcast is. That one with food. Something else. And my entire Spotify... You know, the... each Monday, it does the recommended songs for you or whatever it's called.
Did you find some gems?
I found a couple of decent ones, so that's, you know.
Feel free to keep them to yourself.
They're not coming this week, but they might make an appearance. So, yeah, that was frustrating. And then I just felt defeated after that, to be honest. That's kind of how my day went. Then a woman was really nice to me. An old lady was very nice to me, and that almost made me cry.
Oh, he's an emotional wreck, this guy.
And then I watched Thiago Silva's I'm Leaving Chelsea video, and I was ready to cry again.
What a state of a Monday this is.
I've been very emotional today.
And it's an emotional Monday. Did she give you any word of the original?
She gave me some chocolates that I took back to the practice and gave to the reception staff.
Oh, you're not allowed to accept bribes, I'd imagine. Was that a bribe?
I don't think that's a bribe, but I guess I don't think I'm allowed to accept bribes. I don't know who's bribing me for what.
Just your good service.
Well, that's not a bribe.
Then accept your gift gratefully and don't worry about it.
Well, there you go. So yeah, that's how I am. What have you been up to?
Now you've heard about this young squire who travelled to Belgium for this seagull sounding competition, of course.
I did. It seemed, and I also saw there was a group effort.
Yeah. Mm. Now it does make you wonder, because he's making all the headlines. He's travelled to Belgium. He's taken on the best in Europe, and he's come out winner.
Is it just Europe, not the world?
I believe it's the Europe.
Is he into the worlds now?
He might be in the worlds at this point.
Where do you find? Are there a lot of seagulls elsewhere in the world?
Oh, well, Belgium.
Yep, that's still Europe.
England.
Still Europe. Well,
nah. It does make you think, though, why is he getting so much attention? Is it because he's young? Because he's an up-and-comer? Is he a star boy? Star boy for the future? Is he going to be representing England in future competitions?
I think he must be now.
Now, I'm wondering, there must be other competitions for other... They can't just do seagulls in the world.
No. Because I've seen, like pig calling compositions,
yes,
and stuff like,
yes,
that.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Are you thinking there must be a Nelson Mandela run out there?
I'm not thinking Nelson particularly, because that's more, you know, really...
Tribute.
Yeah, really getting everything about the man, the mannerisms, the voice, the colour of the skin.
Please don't do that.
But I'm wondering if I could train myself to maybe take on this kid for next year or other animal things.
Yeah, maybe you look into other ones.
I might challenge him.
No, I mean, he, to be fair, he was pretty spot on. I don't know that you could beat
him.
I
thought he was a bit arrogant.
Oh.
I didn't hear him speak, but I heard in his tone of seagull arrogance from this young lad.
I just knew he was good.
I'm going to take...
So, when you're that good, sometimes confidence in your own ability comes across as arrogance.
Well, yeah, you've got to be careful because you don't want to creep into arrogance. And I will take this young lad to town from Chesterfield. I'll travel up there, call him out.
What do you know about Chesterfield?
They have a crooked spire.
They have a crooked spire.
And that's pretty much it. Yeah. So what have I been up to, you asked?
I did ask originally.
That was just a musing. I was thinking about beating up small kids. Not going to beat him up, just...
Take him down.
Mug him off. Now, I think earlier in the week, I may have suffered with a slight concussion from football, which is quite amusing in a way.
To be fair, you did get hit in the side of the head, which is not the place to get hit if you're going to get hit.
Probably should have just taken it in the face, shouldn't
you? You should have ducked your head forehead.
I didn't expect
the hardest part.
Right in front of me to boot it at my head.
Well, that's your own fault then, isn't it?
A bit dizzy for the next couple of days, head hurt, felt a bit sick. Mm. Battled on from that. What else have I been up to?
I don't know. Can I just point out, I feel like I, on a way too regular occurrence, give myself minor concussions.
Yeah, that's just doing it to yourself, that is.
How is that any different?
I didn't do it to myself.
I mainly from hitting the floor.
who's pushing you? No one. You're diving. Let it go in. Also this week, now I went to a wedding on Saturday.
Oh, was it a nice day for a white wedding?
Lovely day. Lovely day.
I thought it was pissing down.
It was raining it was raining on and off. April showers.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a phrase there. Now, I love a good wedding. Don't you just love a good wedding?
I do like a wedding.
I love a wedding. There was a lot of dance. I had a lot of dancing.
It's the only time I ever dance.
I mean, it's great times. Mm. I think as you get older as well, you're just like, we've got to dance. Lose your inhibitions. When are you going to get this chance in a few years? You'd be dead.
You might not be able to dance.
No, I'm not hitting 50. I'll be dead soon. I've got to enjoy these dances. And the song that's hit me, I had to go to the dance floor.
Oh, will I know it?
Oh, you'll know it.
It's not Mr. Brightside, is it? That's the dance floor filler.
That certainly did get played at one point, because it was a white people wedding, so yes.
Oh, it was a white people wedding,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
It wasn't a Kanye song.
Oh,
was it?
No. If I said to you, Whitney Houston...
Would you want to dance with somebody?
Oh, once I hear that, I am on that dance floor. You just can't stop yourself. And I would say, I've never claimed to be a good dancer, but I'm an enthusiastic dancer. And sometimes that goes a long way. You get other people involved and everyone's like, he's dancing, let's all dance. And what more do you want?
I think that's the way to be. Certainly at a wedding. Because I remember going to a wedding where I didn't know anyone. Well, I knew one person. You know, it was basically, I went with a girlfriend. It was all her friends from back home. And I met the bride the day before the wedding, didn't meet the groom at all, met one of her friends, and that was it. I didn't know anyone, so I was on, like, it was near Bradford, and I was on Let's Make a Good Impression from the Southerner. Firstly, they found anything I said hilarious, because, oh, what a funny voice. Well, in fact, it was them that had the funny voice.
Yeah, you're speaking the Queen's.
One guy really liked my shoes, but kept referring to them as Boots. I'm sorry, what?
Why was he saying that?
I think he was trying to say boots.
Oh.
But I was like, let's do it. I'm here. Let's go. So whilst girlfriend was getting drunk, I decided to make a good impression on everyone, speak to everyone on the table. Then, oh, it's time for dancing. Her friend has come by herself. Let's dance, me and you. We'll dance. Boots, man, come here. I'll dance with you. I was dancing with everyone. Till someone came to get me because the girlfriend had got way too drunk and taken out the bride.
Oh, wow. In an aggressive
She went to sit on her lap,
oh,
which was fine at that point, but then she slipped and she dragged her to the floor. That was the point where we had to leave.
You don't want to ruin a bride's dress on the big day.
No.
That's a no-no. Also, at this wedding, there was an ABBA medley that seemed to last an eternity. Oh. Can you get on board with that?
No. And you know my feelings on ABBA.
Do I? Are they strong?
I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan. I find them just nothingness.
So previous neighbours of ours, on a summer night, on a Saturday, would quite often be out in the garden, and as is their wont, they would put on some music. There would be about 5 ABBA tracks that they would be almost in constant rotation, and I cannot stand it.
It's I don't think they're very good, ABBA.
And it's not very good.
They've got this
mystique.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about people like ABBA. I don't know.
I can think if you were there at the time, maybe you might have strong feelings. It might evoke some memories.
If you were there in Sweden with them growing up.
If you were there in Sweden, or if you were in Brighton when they won the Eurovision Song Contest.
I've got Eurovision knowledge over there.
It's the only thing I know about Eurovision, and I shall not be watching this year. But yeah, younger people, what's the deal with ABBA? Oh, it's the film, is it?
I don't think that wasn't
that film shit as well.
It's a confusing statement. It's just confusing ABBA. I just get confused by it. I know people like different things, which is great, but I just don't really get it. But
there we go. I think it's good to like different things. It's good to try different things. Certainly in music, I am being more, not adventurous, but I am trying different things that I might not necessarily have listened to before. We know I've been going down this country route for a little bit.
In preparation for the release of your album, of course.
Yes.
Which I'm looking forward to when you travel to Nashville to record it.
As soon as I learn to play guitar and sing. Could be tricky. But yeah, it's good to try different things, but ABBA is just shit. So,
well, I don't like to call music shit because people can like stuff.
But there's nothing wrong with it. You can like shit. Flies like shit.
Well, that's not music.
No, but I don't know. The Fly wasn't that a U2 song? That was probably shit.
So, ABBA, U2 shit. You're saying. Your statement.
I just... let's pull it back. You're quite right. They're not for me.
There we go. That's all we need. Now, we've got to cover something else from last week. Obviously, we put it out to the world that we bask in the glory that is Bruce Forsyth.
Oh.
And now the people have turned against Bruce, and I don't know why. There's 2 whys there, and I just don't know why.
I think we need to have a serious chat with the audience.
So apparently 70% of people think Bruce Forsyth is a bit of a wrong'un.
I will tell you now, I was not in that percentage. And we should also say thank you to regular part of the podcast, Matthew, because he was also...
He was quick to defend.
Yeah.
And that's what you should do when it comes to scandals like this about one of the nation's great entertainers.
Did anyone come with any information about why?
There's no information. People just think he's a wrong, and it's just such a...
Oh, that's so judgmental. Because he's got a big chin.
Oh, jealous of his all-round entertaining. Singing, dancing, acting, presenting. What can't he do?
Well, none of them now, but...
Still be better than Jim Davidson at presenting.
Yes.
Anything. Because he's not racist, Bruce. One of the good ones.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. I thought you were really going hard on defending Jim Davidson there.
No, Jim Davidson is racist.
Ah, yeah.
He doesn't like it. Well, I could list him. He doesn't like the... He doesn't like any. Let's just put it at that.
Anyone who isn't a white man.
So if you do want to come forward and explain to us why exactly you don't like Bruce Forsyth, let us know, because, again, national treasure.
Yeah. I mean... What show has been better without him? Any show that they did or redid after he was gone. That dancing show, much better with him.
Yes.
Generation Game.
Generation Game,
much better with him.
Play Your Cards Right.
Who does that?
I don't know. Bruce's Price is Right.
Again, much better with him. I don't know if these ones have been remade, but...
Oh, well, Alan Carr does everything.
Alan Carr does everything, but...
Not that we're saying anything against Alan Carr. We might get to meet him one day.
No real problems with Alan Carr, but Bruce Forsyth, king of light entertainment.
Right.
Right up there with Lionel Blair.
We're going to see Richie then.
Similarly, both like to dance.
Who, Richie and Blair?
Blair and Forsyth.
Oh, I bet they've done a tap routine once. At the Palladium.
You know what? I'm going to find it.
At the fucking Palladium. I'd be moist watching that. I don't know why I'm so moist, but I'm excited.
Are you sweating?
Just because I'm itching to get out there with them. My hands are sweaty. Mum's spaghetti. I'm watching Bruce Forsyth doing his tap. Oh, my God. I just did a rap. Brucey, respect.
I'm going to say any rap that references rap is not a good sign.
You can tell I listen to quite a lot of hip-hop with the way that my flow just... flows. My flow. Right.
Have you got any ball for us on the wedding? Because I think we went off on a tangent there.
A good time, Zad. No, that was it.
Oh, okay.
I did a bit of axe throwing.
Yeah, at the wedding?
Yeah. It was axe throwing and archery.
Oh.
Archery came later, so I didn't get involved with that. I was too busy on the dance floor.
I'm also going to say, that seems risky. You want these things earlier in the day, don't you?
I think so, but let people have a few drinks. Your aim's a bit better, isn't it?
Hey, close one eye.
Yeah. Yeah, get your aim on. Because, you know, it's like darts. Get a few drinks in, but not
too
many.
Got a double, have you not got a double arm the axe?
Oh, no, it's quite a light axe.
Okay. Like a hatchet.
If you like. First two, I did basically hit the floor. But then I got my eye in, and I was hitting the target. I didn't win.
There was a competition?
There was a competition. They were starting to take points. I got 12 points out of my 5 throws, something like that.
I mean, when you hit the floor twice, it's not...
That wasn't part of my official throws. That was a warm-up. And then I was winning at that point because I was the second one to go. One kid went first. Terrible.
Beat a child. Well done.
Yeah. I was like, I had a 12-point lead on him. Then someone's come in, they've got like 23 or something. I'm like, well, it's not about the win.
You didn't think to go back in?
That's interest. I knew I wasn't going to win at that point. Sometimes you've got to know your limitations.
That's fair.
Nothing wrong with it. Just while we cover last week's stuff, you know, I did ask for people's iron levels, of course.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Did anyone know?
We've got someone, Ollie, the Wally Meister. He replied saying, don't enjoy doing it. We'll do it if forced. Good part of my golf game, I'd say. That is his iron levels. And we thank him for his contribution as always.
Well done, Ollie. Well done. So, you know what I did this week? I've got a couple of things for you. First one, not particularly interesting, but I enjoyed it a lot. I dog sat on, I want to say that was Saturday.
Don't tell Spotify, they will cancel you.
Well, I don't care about Spotify.
Fuck them.
Yeah. They're not our main source of downloads. dog sat for my friends while they went to Dogfest. Interesting that they went to Dogfest. Dog stayed with me.
Dogfest, is that like Ozfest?
No, it's like a big field and there's lots of stalls for dogs. You buy dog stuff.
But dogs don't get to go.
Dogs do get to go.
Not their dogs.
Not their dogs. One, Maggie would not like it. She's not a big fan of other dogs, really. Winnie would just cause havoc, to be fair. And she caused a fair bit of havoc just with me, her, Maggie, and the cat, whose name is Flo. It escaped me for a while.
That would be awkward when you don't see her.
But she just kept going over. The cat was just asleep on the chair, and she kept going over to try and annoy it. And I was just like, pack it in. Pack it in. It's unnecessary. And then she came and sat on me. So she sat on my lap. That's fine. We were watching a little bit of the West Ham Liverpool game. Then I got bored and I watched films instead.
The talkies.
I watched No Hard Feelings, which is that Jennifer Lawrence one where she dates the boy. She's naked and does a German suplex in it at one point.
Never heard of this movie.
A woman also punches her in the vagina.
Is this a good movie?
It's fine.
I'm not sure I'm a big Jennifer Lawrence fan. Wow. I don't know much of her work.
I couldn't name another film she was in.
She does those ones where they had to kill each other. They copied that other stuff.
The
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Silver Linings Playbook, was she in that?
I don't know.
I quite enjoyed that. Bradley Cooper.
A-Team, right. I'm trying to think what else I watched. I watched another film. I watched Into the Spider-Verse. That was just on TV, so I watched it. I don't think I'd ever fully like watched it in one go before.
The first one or the newer one?
The first one.
Much better. So good.
It was good stuff.
The next one I couldn't get on board.
Ah. So I did that. Then, yeah, so Winnie spent time, she sits on, she likes to be near people. So she sat on my lap, that's fine. She sat on my shoulder at one point, like a parrot, a bit weird. And then I would lay on the sofa, because I'll be honest, I had to be there, I think I had to be there at 9, and it was a Saturday, and it was a bit early for me on a Saturday. Because I have to get up, and then I have to go there. And anyway, so I lay down, I thought I'd have a little nap. Two out of the three animals were already asleep, so I figured I can have a nap. And I lay down, and she came and sat on the top of my head.
Didn't shit, did she?
She didn't shit.
That would be an absolute nightmare.
It would be a shocker, wouldn't it? I'd have had a shocker there. But anyway, always nice to be around animals. Speaking of animals.
Let me just ask you something. I've never heard dog fest. Hmm. Do we need other words for things? We've got fests.
I mean, it's just shortening festival, isn't it?
We've got mania. We can have a mania.
Dog mania. I don't think you can have dog mania.
Ville. A dog ville.
What does ville mean?
I don't really know, but...
It's like a place, isn't it?
Clarksville. Last train there.
Yeah.
Just thinking. Dog what? What could we use?
Ma.
Sorry, what?
Ma. Dogma.
Dogma. Yeah. Mine's going with that.
All right. Now, strap in, everyone. I've got some bad news for you. Or it might be some good news. On the subject of animals, as you all know, I have a couple of shares and a couple of racehorses.
He's the big dog.
He's paying not a lot for them.
McManus over here, he's got all the shares.
So, Engelbert, the second horse that I bought shares in, after, of course, the mighty Glyn. So he's been retired. Engelbert has been retired.
And what a career he's had.
He finished first once. I think he finished third once. And he had a lot of seventh, eighth, and I think at one point a 12th. But the report from his trainer said, Engelbert has ability but has been held back by a breathing issue which developed early in his two-year-old career. He's only been racing for 2 years. He has had issues in the stalls in the past. Yeah, he didn't like the stalls, and I think he stayed in them once. but was a decent horse on his day. I fully support the decision to retire, Engelbert, and hope that he enjoys a long and happy retirement. Thanks for your support. One of the other things they said about in the owners group, which is where I don't know, buy the shares, I guess. Their description was, Engelbert needs things to fall his way to be competitive, and we feel, on balance, he ought to be retired from racing. Basically, he's a good horse if everything goes his way. Other than that, he ain't going to do shit.
And there's no other horses involved.
Yes. So they're hoping he will go on to a long and happy life as a riding horse. I don't know. I thought all horses were riding horses, but where his breathing will be under significantly less strain. So thank you, Engelbert, for those...
Memories. Great memories.
I know 2 years of not doing much, but making me put bets on certain websites so I could watch races that weren't broadcast.
The real shame is when he is in the lasagna that they chuck him in, we can only hope he's very tasty at least. A very tasty
horse. He's not going in a lasagna. They're going to... Let some little girl learn to ride on him or something.
Him, chuck him in the garden, see how he goes. Yeah. Keep him down the local field and just see how he goes.
I mean, why not? I mean, he probably needs a bit more room.
Yeah.
Probably need somebody to ride him as well. A bit of exercise.
Well, this could be your new thing.
Learn to ride.
Learn to ride.
Ride, then I learn the guitar and learn to sing. I'm a proper cowboy.
Boom, get your hat first. Get your hat and boots.
That's the way to do it, isn't it? Get the gear, figure it out later.
Yeah, very much like me and my go-kart. Got the helmet. Never got the go-kart. But thanks, Blue Peter. You really inspired a young boy's dreams there. Right, let's have a quiz.
Okay.
Today we celebrate... Oh, do you know what? It's International Dancing Day today.
Talking of dancing. Like you do at weddings.
Dance like you, nobody's watching. But also, it's three of your favourites... Birthdays today. Three people. Three of the great
Oh, you're going to say it's like Hitler or something, aren't you?
Right, love. We've had his birthday. We celebrated, remember? Jerry Seinfeld, Willie Nelson and Master P all celebrate their birthdays today. So we're going to have a quiz.
Can I ask, Master P, hoodie who?
Hoodie who, indeed, sir. Hoodie who like nobody's business. So you're going to have to tell me, is this a Seinfeld episode,
okay,
a Willie Nelson song, or Master P song?
Ah.
So out of 20, weirdly enough.
A round number for once.
Here we go, number one.
I will just say, imagine if I did a quiz for you and said it's out of 20. The complaint you would have.
I'd be delighted. Another round number. Number one, safe sex.
I am going with a Master P.
That is correct, Armando.
As I said it, I had a brief moment where I said, is his name Master?
I will accept just P.
Okay, because we're close like that.
Mom and Pop Store. That's M-O-M.
That's Seinfeld.
Correct, Armando. Very much a Fonzie response there. He would also say Mondo. To everything.
Yeah.
Cooler Mondo. Respect Mondo. Jump the shark Mondo. Good news, bad news.
Oh, that could be... Well, I don't think it's a P.
He's ruling out the P.
I'm going to go Seinfeld again.
It's Seinfeld again. Very good. I think that's the first ever episode. Oh. Well done. The harder they come.
Oh, I'm going Nelson.
Nelson! Oh, he's on a roll, this young lad. This young upstart. You only live once.
P.
P! It's P! Master
Nobody
P.
knows any Master P songs.
Oh. I don't know a thing about love.
Nelson.
Nelson again! Fucking hell, this boy's on fire. The ex-girlfriend.
Seinfeld.
Yes, indeed.
I've never done this well.
Don't get ahead of yourself. Stay focused. Come on. Shotgun Willie.
Nelson.
Yay!
I think the Willie bit was a clue.
Could have been a trick, though.
Could have been a trick.
Didn't fall for it. Always look a man in the eyes. Always. Oh. Never stop looking a man in his
eyes.
I'm
going Nelson again.
Ooh.
Oh, is it P?
P's looking...
You can see why.
Yeah. Rolling the dice.
Seinfeld.
P.
Fuck it. P's screwing me over here.
Selling ice cream.
That's got to be Seinfeld.
P.
Fuck off. Have you just gone through one album of his and put every fucking song on it?
He's got loads of albums.
Him and the No Limit Soldiers.
And then he went very Christian. I don't know what happened in his life, but I couldn't look at any of those songs. It's all about God and stuff. Right, so you've got three in a row wrong there. If I'd told you those rolling the dice and selling ice cream, neither of them had G's on the...
Oh, then I'd have known it.
Good Samaritan.
Seinfeld.
Yes. The Stranded.
Is that the last ever episode?
No. The Stranded.
The Stranded? Seinfeld?
Yes. He's back on form. Here we go. Crazy.
Nelson.
Yes. God's Problem Child.
P.
Nelson.
Fuck!
Quite the reaction. The Old Man.
Seinfeld.
Yes. Come on now. Finish strong. Four to go. Goodbye to my homies.
P.
Yes. Dana, you can bang her.
Seinfeld?
Dana, you can bang her, you think is a Seinfeld episode, not a Rap Master P song.
Is his name Rap Master P? That makes more sense now. Why is Master?
Dana, you can bang her. What? It's not going to be
almost said Nelson.
He's not going to sing about that. He's singing about that. Low Down and Dirty.
Nelson.
P.
Fuck.
Bitches and Money.
P.
P is correct. Oh, you started so strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wrong. 14 out of 20. You'd take it.
Yeah, but after that start.
You wouldn't say you're an expert on any of the subjects. You've got 14 out of 20, which is a good percentage that I can't work out because nobody can work that out.
I've got a question.
Hit me.
Is Seinfeld worth watching?
Oh,
I feel like I've only ever seen bits of it.
You'd love it. You'd love it. You've heard most of it from Joe List,
yeah. Oh, dear.
Every time they say stuff, you'll be like, oh, that's from Seinfeld. Recommendation of the week to everyone. Watch Seinfeld. It's a good show. You'd enjoy it. It's quite old now. Right, should we do some music?
Do you want some... Let's do question first. It won't take long. So, last week, we asked, if you were to be in a throuple, who would you like to be in a throuple with?
Tough question to answer.
Well, people were scared of answering, I would say. But I will say, throuple co, where curiosity meets, liked this post on, let's say it's X, isn't it? So, yeah, this is apparently a thing that promotes throuppling. And they like. I don't think they listened to the thing. I also don't think that they really read the question. I think they saw that I'd put throuple.
Yeah, they're just out there looking for the word throuple.
I think they saw that I'd put throuple as a hashtag and just liked it.
Of course, they're sex people, these people.
They are sex people. Right, so we had Mark from 100 Things We Learned From Film say the jet from Gladiators and the games mistress. Possibly a Yeovil aerodrome. References for no one.
Enjoyable references, though. Very enjoyable. Is that jet now or jet then? In a prime?
Either or.
Yeah, take anything, wouldn't you?
Rick Belson said, Mortician Gomez Adams. They look like they look like they might... Oh, sorry, I can't read. They look like they would be freaky in bed.
Definitely freaky. And I'd say... You wouldn't rule them out.
Might even get thinging for a fourth. Don't judge.
You wouldn't rule them out. Mm. I just reckon if you propose it to them, they wouldn't immediately say
no. Might be up for it.
We can't judge them, though. We don't know them for sure.
No. That Evgen guy said, this sounds like a trap.
It's a trap, Star Wars.
Excellent.
Thank you.
The aforementioned Wally said, you two.
Not the band.
No, me and you.
The edge would not be fun.
Mark responded to that with, that's the right answer, obs. And Ollie said, I need to regain some favour from the gorgeous boys. And he did need to get back in our good graces. Yes. So well done, Ollie.
Two contributions this week. We're back in the good
books. He's back in the good books. Now, lovely Rob Jones sent me quite a long message about this. He said, throuples. I think everyone focus on the sexy side of throuppling, but let's look at some of the more mundane pros and cons.
Ooh, nice.
Pros. Three incomes equals... Less work for everyone.
Nice.
Three people to run the kids about. Three people to do all the housework. No one feels lonely when one of you pops to the shops.
It's really thought about this. I like this.
Cons. Extra set of in-laws. Mm. Mm. Who sleeps on the pull-out bed when you stay in a travel lodge? Might get confusing for the kids when they have to explain to their mates why Zac Efron is living with us. So he's given away his choice there.
Oh, you wouldn't want Zac Efron bounding around the place, would you, at all times, with his top off? Put your top on, Zac. You're embarrassing me.
I don't know. Would it not be inspiration? Your training partner.
Oh, I can't take all the drugs he takes to get like that.
No, maybe not his wrestling physique, but, before, he was in good shape then as well, wasn't he?
Oh, well, look at his Baywatch. He was in ridiculous shape.
Now he got that weird gut abs thing that the steroids do to you, isn't he?
They're all at it. They're sex people. They're drugs people. Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
I don't know, he's a sex person, is he?
He bummed me. And I wish I hadn't told you that, but I've told you now. Zac Efron bummed me.
I don't think you can just
bummed me.
I don't think you can keep shouting Zac Efron bummed me.
All right, we'll shout it from the rooftop.
And that will be the clip that we use to promote this episode.
And that'll be the downfall of this Spotify deal. Oh. We didn't get it because Zac Efron was pissed off that I claimed he bummed me into the middle of next week.
That's $150 million you've cost us.
And now the worst thing is, it was at a travel lodge as well, and that was another one of our sponsors. Oh. That's gone.
Was it a pull-out bed as well?
It wasn't. Oh. It was in the bathroom. Very small bathroom. It was quick.
Not a deep bath.
It was very quick.
You were clearly not in Norwich.
Never been. Never will go.
I've been to Norwich a couple of times.
I know.
What's this week's question?
This week's question is, what's your song with someone? It could be your loved one. You've got a song together. Could be from your wedding. It could just be a song that you, maybe when you first hooked up, you were fingering it. No.
Fucking hell. Always goes back to fingering with you, doesn't it?
You were in a car driving somewhere on your first date and a song came on, you're like, this could be our song. And every time you hear it, you think of that person. Mm. Also, it could be a friend of yours. You're like, oh, whenever I hear that song, I just think of that good friend that I haven't seen for years, but I'll always remember them.
Maybe you were at something together. Yeah. You heard it played. And you were like, oh, that's, yeah, every time you hear it. So it's really, the question is, what's a song that, well,
makes you think of someone?
Yeah. Or, well, let's just say, what's your song with someone? That'll be fine. You can figure it out. We don't need to do all the work here. You got to do some thinking for yourself.
I've already got an answer to it. Have you got one?
We didn't. You know what we keep forgetting to do is ever answer our own questions. Because we always say that we would. And a few weeks ago, you told me that you had an answer for something ready to go. And then we never did it.
Well, we can't go back in time. That's one of the things we don't have the ability to do. Who's your thruple? Do you have a thruple?
Off the top of my head, I would say, you know, I'm going to say Winona Ryder. Just there's something about Winona Ryder I just like.
You'd like to ride her?
There you go. Now, do I go male or female for the other? That's the real question.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Have you got one? Well, I have a love.
Probably Debbie McGee and Holly Willoughby. Willoughby's not available, thank Bruno. So you got to keep your options open, but you know, we'll see how we go. Because Frank's bringing something else, but different vibe to it.
Just very different vibe.
Just have to have his laugh around the place at all times.
Yeah.
Where's Frank? Oh, he's fucking in the kitchen again. I can hear him laughing.
And do security for you?
Yeah. Oh, he's bloody had another mental breakdown. That's sad. I will get him sectioned again. So Frank, if you're going to come and live with me and Debbie, pull your weight. Don't have a mental breakdown. Keep the vibes positive. Keep the laughter going, Frank. That's what we want from you. And if you are in Panto, I'll come once, maybe twice at the end of the run. I won't be there every night. I'm banging Debbie McGee within an inch of her life, and she ain't got long left.
What about, I'm trying to think of other people. What about that Pete fella from Gogglebox as my other one? Watch a bit of TV together.
He's a good laugh. But every time you're...
He's going to be cheap, isn't he? He's going to be cheap about stuff.
Yeah, you're trying... Oh, I bought this chocolate bar. There's chocolate bars. You can get two of them for 10p at Tesco or something. You'd be like, oh, I just want to live my life, man. Trying to live. You've got to enjoy life while you're here. We're not. You don't get a second chance. It's life ain't a rehearsal. And other cliches. Frank Bruno, if he starts banging on about cliches like that. Oh, my God. Imagine Frank and Debbie are in a panto together.
And you'd probably get apart.
Oh, I'd have to get apart. Either that or on my own wanking over Holly Willoughby. Is that cheating on them? Or are they okay with
She's
that?
Not available, so, yeah.
Right, I'll be in a panto. Love it.
All right.
Oh, no, I won't. And all that shit. Oh, shut up, you fucking little shitkins.
Don't think you can do that one.
I know.
That's what's his name?
Jim Davidson.
Davidson one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be in with him. No. You won't have Frank on.
He would not have Frank, no.
Whites only. His panto's whites only.
Snow very, very white.
Which is not the way to run a panto.
Or a country.
Should have all creeds and colours.
Bring everybody welcome.
In our panto. Let's write a panto. After my national anthem. Can't do everything at once.
Although, on a slight side note, I sent you a thing today, didn't I, on the old TikTok that I enjoyed immensely, which was one of the people that took on old Lawrence Fox in court and won is... Crystal, the drag queen, who said did a TikTok video saying that, you know, it's important to maintain a dignified silence, then did the transition into his drag persona and was laughing and said, I hate you so much, I'm going to spend your money on something really gay, which I enjoyed so much, because it's always great to see the enemy of the podcast taken down again.
The enemy of the people, doom, 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 the people's court.
Back to life. Music.
Back to reality.
Which
you
ones
gave
do you
me
do?
Back to life.
You wish I did.
Yeah. No, let's go. You gave me The Sink by Hey Nothing or Hey Nothing by The Sink.
You were right the first time.
The Sink by Hey Nothing, which is not a great name for a band, is it?
Hey Nothing. Comma, Nothing.
You've got to have a better name for a band.
All names have been used up now.
They're not all of them. The Bumboy Bandits. Go with that. That gets people talking.
Have a look on Spotify. There they are.
Oh.
Four albums.
This song was... Why is it called The Sink?
Not a clue.
Okay, we don't know any about these people. Good luck to them. Jaunty Enough, which is something I often enjoy in a song, jauntiness. I can understand why you'd enjoy this.
It's broken up quite a lot as well. They do little bits. It's like it's almost like three bits of songs.
Yeah, there's a bit at the end where it just stops and then do a little half a minute at the end.
There's got some audio put in, some track put in from, I don't know where they got that from. But yeah, it is a... I thought I enjoyed it more, because when I listened back this week, I was like, that's all right. But yeah. Last week, I thought I liked it.
Perfectly acceptable.
It's all right.
Well done them. Hey, nothing. Hey, work harder on your song way. Liquidator by Harry J. Allstars. Obviously, this is very much associated with Chelsea these days.
It is. Which is funny, because it's a lot of black gentlemen.
Yes, it's a fun tune. You will have a little doo 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 doo. You will go along with it, and it's fine.
And it's a song where you didn't have to think about the lyrics.
No lyrics. I do need some lyrics in my songs.
I'm
not going to start listening to fucking classical, am I?
So-called boring music.
I'd rather die.
If you get that reference, that's something we say to each other a lot, though. You gave me Quick Is the Name by DJ Quick.
Let's put all the information out there for you.
I quite like this. This is very old, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got all the trappings. It's got a bit of scratching. Yeah, he called somebody a Nimrod in it, which really confused me a little bit.
Didn't hear that much, did you?
No, and it's got that kind of De La Soul. It's that sort of period, isn't it? And you know, that is for me the golden period of rap and hip hop.
Quite the statement.
You also gave me Nonsense by Sabrina Carpenter. She seemed to be having fun. I appreciate that. You said this was a song that you kept hearing, and I swear I've never heard this before.
Well, I say keep hearing. You watch one video on TikTok, you're in then, aren't you? She's got another new song out now, which I'm really enjoying. I don't know if I should become a Sabrina Carpenter fan.
A wood chip? She's a carpenter? I don't know.
She wore a T-shirt at Coachella that said Jesus was a carpenter or something.
That's quite funny. I'm all for these younger girls doing their thing.
He's all for these young girls doing their thing.
They're not younger, I said. Younger. You know, I think the bit at the end where it just descends into just fun, I quite enjoyed that. And I thought possibly the best bit of the song where they're messing around.
This is enjoying what I see it on TikTok, because every live performance, she changes that bit at the end.
Oh, she just throws in other things.
Changes it. So she's going out with that guy, that Irish guy who drank the bathwater.
You told me this last time and I didn't look him up then.
But you know of him?
Vaguely, yes.
And then she did a little line about, he's drinking red wine like bathwater or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of fun. Another thing we know about her, she, of course, you're a Rodrigo fan.
Big Rodrigo fan.
And she is the other girl in the song Driver's License.
Ooh, so there's a bit of drama.
Yeah, but I don't think she did anything wrong. But there's a bit of, like, to and fro about this. And then I think she wrote a song about the driver's license incident. So it's all out there.
Bit of beef.
I've heard a Rodrigo song that I didn't mind. Love is Embarrassing, is that what it's called?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
I thought you knew all the bangers.
Yeah, play it to me, I know it, but...
There's a song called Love is Embarrassing, yes, Olivia Rodrigo.
Which colours the...
which colours the...
the album.
It looks purple.
Okay. That's the... Now I've dug myself too deep. I was going to say that's...
It's like that. Guts.
That's the second one, yeah.
Good for her. She's doing well.
She is doing well, and as she should.
Right, we had some listeners.
We had a few listeners, yes. But we also had some listener suggestions. We had Fade by Alien Ant Farm. I believe that was from Matthew, was it?
It was. Thank you, Matthew.
Nice to hear Alien Ant Farm again. Nice to hear they haven't changed at all. I say that. I felt the drums were slightly heavier in this one.
Ooh.
But,
in a good way, or...?
Not especially.
I don't know if it's a welcome return for Alien Ant Farm.
I don't think it was.
They're doing well.
I'm glad they've got a career.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know that I need to be involved in it.
I don't think they'll get you involved. They're not going to make you play bass.
As we've established, I'm very much a country boy.
What song would you like Alien Ant Farm to cover from the Michael Jackson Chronicles?
Well, probably Earth Song.
Earth Song.
Literally the first thing that popped into my head.
That'd be a bold one. That'd be a bold one. I wouldn't put them past it. That way, can they pull it off?
So they did Smooth Criminal, didn't
they? Smooth Criminal, famously.
Maybe. Well, could they pull off Bad?
I don't think
Thriller?
They
Thriller's too much for them.
I find Thriller quite an annoying song. Let's go with Rock With You.
Dirty Diana?
Yeah, that'd be a bit too easy for them. I want them challenged. Right. I want them challenged. Get in touch.
Pretty Young Thing.
Anything. Wait. What's that one about nature? Human Nature.
Oh, that's a challenge.
That would be a challenge for the rockers of Alien Ant Farm with a heavy drum beat.
With a new heavy drum beat. I'm genuinely wondering now if they've got a new drummer.
Well, fuck it all. You're not that interested to look it
up. I'm not going to look up, but, you know, I'm just going to assume they did.
Okay. Yeah, right, the drummer died from suicide.
Oh, that's
painless. Stereophonics.
It was a Stereophonics. Anyway, we also had Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant from... Joshua Wilson,
as I live and breathe, recommended Eddie Grant's Electric Avenue. What did you think?
I thought, this is Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant, a song I'm very familiar with.
Yeah, nice to hear it, though, wasn't it?
It was nice to hear it. I didn't realise it was quite so long. It's over 3 minutes. I always thought it was about two and a half.
Now, with this song, very... A song that evokes memories for me, big time memories in the old brain box from working my first retail job at Argos. Obviously, you have a CD on and it just plays the same song throughout the day. So I would hear Electric Avenue 14, 15 times a day. But listening to it again today, I didn't hate it. So it hasn't been like, oh, I can't hear this anymore.
It hasn't ruined it for you. No.
I'm still like, I'm rocking down to Electric Avenue.
I don't think, are you rocking down?
I'm rocking down, me and Eddie. God rest his soul if he's dead. I'd love to rock down to Electric Avenue. Yeah, I mean, it's a fun song. Well done, Eddie. Didn't he do any other songs, Eddie?
I assume he did.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you for certain.
No, I know he wrote Toxic by Britney Spears.
I don't think he did.
He might have done. He didn't. He definitely didn't. He did write a lot for Rapmaster P and Willie Nelson.
Ah.
And he had a writing credits on a couple of episodes of Seinfeld.
Can I tell you another Eddie Grant song?
No, you can't.
Gimme Hope, Joanna.
Oh, of course. Yeah, there we go.
And then, I Don't Wanna Dance. I don't wanna dance.
Well, you didn't put me all in that, so I didn't get it.
I'm not a singer. We've established that. Anyway, so that's Eddie Grant.
What you
National
got
Treasure.
Where's he from?
Not a clue. I've got...
I think I've deleted one, so on my... Just gonna have to give you one. Carry on.
I've got two for you. I will now give you the shortest song we've ever had, released today, because we've got to push for this to get in the charts. I Believe in Joe Henry by Joe Henry.
I believe in Joe Henry. That's the only one.
No, that's one. Then the other one, bizarrely, features Willie Nelson.
Crikey.
It's like we could have planned this, but we don't plan anything. So this is a song called Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other by Orville Peck and Willie Nelson.
Oh, what are you doing with that name?
It's a bit long, isn't it?
So long.
And I will say, they're trying something. The language is not perfect.
Well, why don't they just call it Brokeback Mountain? Is that what they're going for?
They are, well, similar, yeah.
Right, I've got two for you.
You found the other one.
It was in my deleted items. Too Bad. Two with the number.
Oh, fuck.
Too Bad by Bruiser Wolf. Bruiser Wolf. And Love, comma, of Money by Mavi. I've just noticed that song is about 1 minute long.
That might beat the Joe Henry one, which I think is 1 minute. 10 to 1 minute 20.
This looks shorter. So there we go.
So I had the record for 2 minutes.
I remember listening to that. I think this is quite good. Who knows? Kept my attention for just over a minute, it looks like. Good stuff. Good stuff. Right. What else have we got? We got one from Matthew.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Let me find that. We have one from Matthew. Say it again while he pauses because he's very good at that ad lib in there. Fucking hell, Mass. When Lauren... Oh, no, that's about Married at First Sight. You don't want to rant about Married at First Sight. I've still got it here. He said I'll know
at
the song.
Some point.
Here it comes. 9 Days is the artist. 9 Days.
I'm familiar.
The song's called Absolutely. Brackets.
Story of a girl.
Oh, he knows it. Big fan.
I remember liking this song.
He said,
I remember buying the album.
Oh, there we go.
I remember being disappointed by the album.
He said, you'll know the song.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying that to me, and I said, unless it's in Scrubs, it's not ringing any bells. He said, it may have been in Scrubs. It's that kind of song. So it might be in Scrubs, one of those Scrubs
songs. I think you definitely will know it. When
the Scrubs genre, as it's called.
Yes, the subset of music. Have you got anything else for the lovely, lovely people?
No.
All right.
Too blunt. I don't think so.
What should people do?
They should just...
All right, I'm going to tell you. What they should do is give us... the answer to what your song with someone and who is that someone. You could do that if you like. And how would they do that?
Just get in touch on the socials. You know where we are now. Or you can send us an email because Gavin can't access the emails. It's bethereabouts@gmail.com. And also,
that is actually true. I can't. I have to. On my phone, I can't access the emails currently.
And if you want to come forward with any serious allegations against Bruce Forsyth, I'd love to hear that.
Please put them in an email.
Not just word of mouth.
We'll forward them on to the police.
Whatever. We won't. Burn the evidence and I'll die with it before I let Bruce Forsyth be taken down. He's a good man.
I mean, we've come at this from two different ways. I was thinking more of a slander sort of.
Oh, I see.
But you think they've got something on Bruce. Yeah,
well,
now.
That's what I thought you were saying. Right.
Anyway, get in touch with us about what your song with somebody is. Get in touch with us if you want to add a song to the playlist that may or may not have appeared in the TV show Scrubs, because Daniel may know it then. Get in touch with us about anything at all. As always, we always love hearing from every single one of you, unless you're bad-mouthing Brucey. Look after yourselves. Have some fun. Life is for living. I'll speak to you next week.
He's throwing his arms up in the air like he just don't care. He's holding his head like he's just disgraced himself. Join us next week and to see us out, here comes one of the greats, the ghost of Bruce Forsyth. We thank you, Bruce, for joining us. What did you like to say? Good game. Isn't she lovely?
Is it cold where you are, Bruce?
Ooh, I'm not in hell, so yeah, it's bloody cold up here in heaven. Good game. Isn't she lovely? Give us a 12. Ooh, I wish. No, don't get dirty. Nothing for this game in two in a bed. That's Jim Bowen, fuck's sake. Whatever Bruce said about women. Oh, Brucey, keep focused, son. You've seen a lovely lady and she's in this world and you can't focus. Good game. Join us next week. Right, my love? So much better than last week. All right, my love? Game on. A TV show I've never appeared in. Join us next week. We'll be there with Belson. You'll be there with Belson.
We're just all, we want to be the bully's mate. We're such a cunt of a country. We put the cunt in country.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Yeah, might.
Tagline.
Whoa, that was a big spike there. And we might not use that start at the end. That's we put the cunt in country.
Yeah, because it sounds like it's just us. We're not the ones doing that.
No, that's true. I meant the country. I meant...
the cunts of the country.
Yeah.
This country is full of cunts.
What's happening in Scotland now?
Don't really understand all that.
Seems a mess, though, doesn't it?
Well, he's been kicked out and now he's downloaded all our podcasts.
He's dead.
He's gone mad.
Oh, no. Absolutely mad. Oh, what's his name? Hamza? Abu Don't Hamza. Remember. Abu Hamza.
Is he the one who had no hands?
He had a hook. The hook man.
You've got to have a hook. That's how you get people interested.
That's how you become a preacher of hate. Remember, he was a hate preacher. Yeah. That's such a weird statement. Hate preacher. Oh, to be honest, this is all gold we could have used.
What's your favourite type of preacher? Hate?
Or
the ones who like kids?
Oh, fucking hell, it's tough, isn't it?
They're all bad.
Oh. Ah, what about the son of a preacher man?
Cracking song. Anyone could ever reach me.
Right, do you want to do your thing?